Well, Miss West, yes, that's a very good idea. You could do a stalker podcast, preferably video, especially if you can peer through Big Fatty's bathroom window and see that hot little bubble butt being washed.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 423 of the BFO for Thursday, the 17th. I say the 17th, y'all, of September. Oh, but pretty quick, where's the time going? I don't know. And coming up on today's show, y'all, I don't really have any fucking idea what I'm going to talk about, but I bet I can natter on for 20 minutes about nothing. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Big Fatty had a pretty good Wednesday, a good hump day. Y'all, I want to report to you on a couple of things that have come to mind since I said I didn't know what the fuck I was going to talk about. But, you know, that Big Fatty, we knew you'd come up with something. Y'all, like, I got that new soda stream because that Sarah from the... How much do we love? She had suggested, and it's just, you know, best thing since sliced bread as far as she's concerned. Y'all, I made, and y'all, I fucked up the first batch that I made, but the second batch, I made the lemon-lime flavor. And y'all, listen to it now. Okay, it didn't make a noise. But y'all, it's fizzy, as you would expect. But y'all, the lemon-lime tastes like Alka-Seltzer. And drinking a whole bottle full of Alka-Seltzer is not really doing it for me. So I'm going to have to try some of the other flavors. And if you have one of these, what is it called? Soda stream things. And call Big Fatty and tell him what your favorite flavor is. Big Fatty, my favorite flavor is the bacon flavor. Or something like that. But, y'all, I wonder if you could make bacon grease fizzy. Ooh, or gravy. Gravy. Fizzy gravy. I like that. Oh, Big Fatty, you like any kind of gravy. So, anyway. Now, y'all, Big Fatty made him a little, what is that called? London broil, flank steak kind of stuff. And some hash brown potatoes. For supper on Wednesday night, and now I'm, while I'm, one moment please, let me drink my Alka-Seltzer here. Oh, it's so fizzy. And anyway, I'll probably be belching a little bit, but all will be okay, y'all. All will be okay. Now, y'all, I want to talk about a couple of things that have been on the plate. On the plate, so to speak, and then if I have time, I may blow it out. And by blowing it out, you know what Big Fatty means. But anyway, but y'all, one of the things you know, we were talking about we were strolling down the memory lane last week sometime, and well, by the way, before I forget, I want to thank Scotty, that little Aussie battler. Down there in the Australia, in the Brisbane, and cause y'all, he evidently wants Miss West to take pictures of Big Fatty's beautiful butt when he's in the shower. And y'all, I had no idea, Scotty. I just had no idea. So anyway, and talk about fuzzy gravy. Ooh, or no, I guess that would be fuzzy gravy, not fizzy gravy. Oh, Big Fatty, you are retarded. But anyway, one of the things, and there was a story on the CBS Evening News with that Catherine Couric. Y'all, speaking of Catherine Couric, my niece, my oldest niece, is a freshman at the Georgia Techs, and y'all, she's majoring in chemical engineering. I don't know where she gets it. It has to be from her mother's side of the family, because it's certainly not from my brother's side of the family. But anyway, y'all, she had her first gosh, I don't remember what subject it was, but it was like, I don't know, but she's taking sophomore level courses, and it was a science class that, you know, I don't even remember where it was. I couldn't have taken it, much less passed it. Y'all got a little piece of that London broil caught my teeth. Time for a little flossy. Oh, big flossy. And anyway, she took her first test, and y'all, she made a 93, I think, on it. Y'all, I think that's pretty good for a brand new freshman in college, taking a sophomore level course. So I'm real proud of her. So Big Freddy's just going to take a moment and be a big old fat proud uncle. Yeah. But anyway, there was that Catherine Couric. They have a segment on, I think it comes on Friday evenings. Now, I may be mistaken by that. But that Steve Hartman on there, he does something called Assignment America. And y'all, he used to throw a dart at a map, and it was called Everybody Has a Story. And what he would do, he would throw a dart at the map, and then he would go to the town that the dart hit, and he would go to the phone book and randomly choose a name out of the phone book, and he would go to those people's house and find out what their story is. And sometimes it would be very obvious, and sometimes he'd really have to work at it. And then after he told the story, then that person that just finished the story, they would throw the dart over their shoulder and hit the map, and they probably had to throw it several times. So anyway, now they don't throw the dart anymore. Now they do something called Assignment America, and y'all, they went to this. They did a story on this vegetable man. I don't think he was a vegetarian, but I may be mistaken on that. But y'all, he would go like to the food. He worked out of the food bank or something like that, and when the fresh vegetables and fruits were delivered, he would load up like a big old bread truck, and he would take it out into the lower income neighborhoods, and he would sell the vegetables and the fruits for, you know, very, very small amount of money. And it reminded me that back when we were growing up, we used to have a vegetable man that would drive around the different neighborhoods, and he had a truck. It was kind of an open air pickup with a kind of a roof on it that had a scale and everything, and he was a farmer, I guess, or he would go to the farmer's market, but he would drive up, you know, like on Thursdays at 2 o'clock, he'd be at where my folks and all of us lived, and the neighbors would all come out, and they'd buy the fresh vegetables and everything from the vegetable man, and I just thought that it just harkened me back down memory lane, y'all, about the vegetable man. I couldn't tell you what he looked like. I have the vision of Mr. Green Jeans from the Captain Kangaroo in my head, because I think he had a straw hat. I do think I remember that, and he probably had some overalls on. And you know, that's pretty much what Mr. Green Jeans wore. Although I'm not quite sure why they called him Mr. Green Jeans, because I don't recall his jeans being green. But anyway, the vegetable man would come by, and you know, and we all lived happily ever after. I don't know, but that was just on my thing. And y'all, the vegetable man in the story on the CBS Evening News with that Catherine Couric, the story was called Peaches and Greens, and y'all, I thought that was kind of clever. Now, y'all, we also, a couple of weeks ago, were talking about, excuse me, let me have some more of this Alka-Seltzer out of this bottle here. I'm going to make another flavor tonight. I haven't decided which one it's going to be, though. Mm. Oh, but probably it tastes like Alka-Seltzer. And y'all, I don't really mind the flavor of Alka-Seltzer. But anyway, we were talking about toys from your childhood, and you know, several of them came up and everything, y'all. And Big Fatty thought about several others, but y'all, several other people wrote to Big Fatty and said, "Big Fatty, did you ever have one of those creepy crawlers, bug making kits?" And y'all, I did. And y'all, I'm telling you, the things that we would get as children, they wouldn't. There's no way in hell they could be on the market today because y'all, the children burn themselves on toys. And do you ever have a wood? What is that wooden pen where it would burn the wood? Gosh, what was that called? It was called the wood burning pen or something like that. But anyway, you'd have like little pieces of wood and you'd burn the design into it. I don't remember what it was called. Wood burning pen is what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with the wood burning pen, Big Party. Is that your final answer? Yes. Okay, but the creepy crawlers, y'all, it was a little thing that would cook these big metal trays. Well, not really big. They were probably about, about 4 inches by 3 inches. And there'd be molds in them and, of bugs. And you would get this goop kind of stuff. And it came in all kinds of different colors and everything. And you'd squirt the goop into the hot tray. And then it would kind of cook. And when it started to bubble, you'd take it out and you'd let it cool. And, of course, you know, little boys, they don't wait long enough for it to cool. So, you know, you always tried to take it out before it was cooled enough, and you would always burn yourself. But you would make spiders and snakes and worms and all kinds of stuff. And you could make them all different kinds of colors. And, y'all, it was just the creepy crawlers. And so, yes, a lot of people ask me about the creepy crawlers. So Big Fatty did have the creepy crawlers. And, y'all, the other couple of things that I thought about were the Rock'em Sock'em robots. I don't know if you had the Rock'em Sock'em robots or not, but, y'all, it was violence in a box. It was just violence in a box. It was a red and a blue robot, and they kind of looked like that Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor out there in California, that Schwarzenegger. And, y'all, they look like that in the face, but they were in like a boxing ring, and I guess they probably stood about, 8 inches tall, and you could move them around a little bit, but then they had these buttons, and you push the buttons, and it would make the arms punch out, and what you were trying to do was hit the other robot in the chin, and if you hit him just right, his head would pop up and go, and it'd make this kind of a springing sound and everything, and then you push the head back down and you'd go to Rock'em Sock'em again. So there were the Rock'em Sock'em robots, and then, y'all, there was another game called The King of the Hill, and this has nothing to do with that TV cartoon on the Fox network, but y'all, the King of the Hill, it was a game, it was a mountain, and you would spin the dice, or you'd roll the dice, or spin the spinner thing, and you'd move up these little marble. It's kind of like, you know, on Chinese checkers, they'd have that little dimple in the board where the marbles wouldn't roll around. Well, this was going up all these different paths up to the top of the hill. And so you'd have your colored marble, and you'd move it all around. And, you know, every once in a while, you'd hit these holes. And that you wouldn't be a dimple, it'd be a hole. And you'd have to drop your marble down through the hole, and the marble would roll down, and you'd come out lower down on the hill, and you'd have to start moving up again. And then you had to have the exact count to be the king of the hill, and you dropped it into the top of the mountain, and a yellow crown would pop up, and you were the king of the hill, and that would be the end of the game. So, anyway, y'all, Henry Gibson has died. And he was on the Martin and Rowan's Laugh-In, and, you know, he would always do stupid poems like "A Flower" by Henry Gibson. "I think that I shall never see a flower is as pretty as Big Fatty," or something like that. But anyway, he's dead. He's dead, y'all. So that means somebody else is going to be dying. Yeah, it's Deathapalooza this summer, and. Anyway, the other thing that I thought about with the games was the Light Bright, y'all. And the Light Bright, you would have these colored pegs, and you'd put this picture in the Light Bright, and it was like a colander, except the holes were big, and you'd stick the pegs through the holes in the colander, and you'd make the picture. You know, come alive by sticking the colored pegs in there, and you'd make like a sun or a fish or you know, something. I don't know, a tree. Big Friday, could we do the Big Friday logo? Were there, no, because there were not enough yellow pegs in there to do the Big Fatty logo. But y'all, the Light Bright was also, and they also had something called the Spin Art, y'all. And you would take a little card. You take a little card. I don't know. I guess it'd probably be like a 5x7 card. And you'd have these paints, y'all. And you'd attach the card to this thing, and it would, you'd turn it on, and it would spin around. Just spin round and round and round real fast. And then you would drop little droplets of the different color paints on this card, and it would splatter all over the fucking place. And you'd always have to put down the newspaper, because you'd get your ass chewed if you didn't. But then you'd cut it off, and y'all, it would look, it would be this beautiful art that you had created with the spin art. And y'all, I don't know, when you were growing up, and I know they probably don't even make it anymore, but y'all, every year, and y'all, this brings me to a thing. I think we're getting close to 100 days until Christmas. I don't have it written down, but I think we're either at it or we've just passed 100 days till Christmas. So get your Christmas shopping started, y'all, because y'all, it's here. It is just here, y'all. And Christmas time, we would get the Sears and Roebuck calendar. Not the calendar. You'd get the catalog. And, y'all, they'd always have my mother always had a catalog. But, y'all, at Christmas time, they would come out with the Sears and Roebuck's Christmas catalog. And, y'all, they later renamed it the Wish Book. But I always just called it the Christmas catalog. And y'all, we would get that, and me and my two younger brothers, we would fight over who got to sit down and go through the Christmas catalog first. And we'd go through and we'd make a list, or we'd turn down the corners of the dog-ear the pages, y'all. Just dog-ear the pages of what we'd like to have for Christmas and all this kind of stuff. What we wanted Santa Claus to bring us for Christmas. And, you know, sometimes Santa Claus just said, nope, ain't going to bring, and, you know, because you'd always ask for a drum set. And y'all, in fact, speaking of that, I don't know if you heard the Wednesday show of the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But y'all, somebody sent that conscience, one of those cricket things. And, that you know, he called it a clicker, but y'all, it's a cricket. And that's what Big Fatty always knew of it as. It was a cricket, and you'd click it, and it would go crickle, 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 crickle. You'd make that clicking sound, just annoying the shit out of things. And y'all, I think whoever sent that to the conscience, God bless them. God bless them, because anything that'll drive the Sea Hag crazy, I'm all for it. But y'all, I'm thinking of sending the. And by the way, that Tim Cornwall, the patron saint of the BFO, he sent a postcard to the Sea Hag, addressed to Big Fatty, but he sent it to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you filled it up after all. And, and y'all, the Sea Hag refuses to forward them. You know, what kind of example is that? You know, he's just falling right into that pattern of, you lie! You lie! You know, it's just... You know, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But anyway, I think I'm going to send that conscience a set of drums. Drums and cymbals. Because y'all, every year at Christmas, we'd always want to have the drum set. And y'all, my mother threatened my grandmother and everyone, if you get them a set of drums, I am going to fill them full of ice cream and cake and send them to your house and... We never got drums. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good... Gosh, and gay. Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.